With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Senate Democrats have voted down a Republican bill to keep funding the government, putting it on a path to a shutdown after midnight Wednesday. The 55-45 vote Tuesday on the bill to extend federal funding for 7 weeks fell short of the 60 needed to end a filibuster and pass the legislation. After the vote, the White House's Office of Management and Budget issued a memo saying that affected agencies should now execute their plans for an orderly shutdown. At a meeting of top American military commanders around the world, President Trump declared an end to woke culture in the military.
We're bringing back a focus on fitness, ability, character, and strength. And that's because the purposes of American military is not to protect anyone's feelings. It's to protect our republic. And it's the republic that we dearly love. It's to protect our country. We will not be politically correct when it comes to defending American freedom, and we will be a fighting and winning machine. We want to fight. We want to win.
The meeting was held at the Marine Corps base Quantico outside of Washington. President Trump says he's reached a deal for Pfizer to make prescription drugs cost less for Medicaid.
Today, Pfizer is committing to offer all of their prescription medications to Medicaid, and it will be at the most favored nation's prices. It's going to have a huge impact on bringing Medicaid costs down.
The agreement by Pfizer builds on an executive order Trump signed in May, setting a deadline for drug makers to electively lower prices or face new limits on what the government will pay. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 81 points, the Nasdaq rose 68. This is SRN News. A lot of people are talking about the trans issue lately, especially about the young man arrested for the assassination of Charlie Kirk.
Utah's Governor Cox made clear in his statement the alleged killer's roommate, quote, was a romantic partner, a male transitioning to female, end quote.
Dr. Albert Moeller, president of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, says the mainstream media has tried to stay far away from that part of the story.
That's exactly what happened with the shooter who killed and injured children at Annunciation Catholic School in Minneapolis. It happened in the horrifying 2023 mass shooting at the Covenant School in Nashville. It is insanity to argue that the transgender identity has nothing to do with these crimes. The pattern is now undeniable.
Dr. Moeller says it would be false to accuse all transgender persons of being tempted toward any such crimes, but he adds it would be similarly foolish to say, pattern, what pattern? This is SRN News. North Korea tells the U.N. it's keeping its nukes despite U.N. sanctions to the contrary. Correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
Speaking at the U.N. General Assembly meeting of world leaders, North Korea's vice foreign minister characterized his country's nuclear weapons as crucial to keeping a balance of power with South Korea. Kim amplified his country's long-standing complaints about U.S.-led military exercises with South Korea and Japan and complained about a growing threat of aggression from Washington and its allies. South Korea says the exercises are necessary to counter North Korea's growing nuclear and missile threats. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A strong earthquake with a magnitude of 6.9 has shaken the central Philippines, injuring several villagers and damaging a stone church. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.